On Monday, over 60 individuals gave public testimony at a Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission hearing, primarily speaking against permit approvals for oil and gas development on the Front Range.
My name is Wes Wilson. I reside in Denver, Colorado, and I'm formerly an environmental engineer for the Environmental Protection Agency here in Denver. You heard Dr. Moore. You heard Senator Jones speaking of the risk of benzene. We know here in Colorado that the other study that Dr. McKenzie did carefully correlated in epidemiological work an increase in certain leukemias, the type that benzene can cause, was higher for ages 5 to 24-year-olds living within 10 miles of wells.
One protester gifted the commissioners a stocking of coal, shaming them for appealing the Martinez decision. In spring 2017, the Colorado Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Schutte-Scott Martinez, stating that public health and safety must be treated as a precondition to permitting oil and gas development. Colorado Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman appealed that ruling following a unanimous vote by the COGCC's board to do so.
My name is Shayna Oliver. I am here to break my silence because I don't agree with what the corporate government is proposing to the public, that fracking is safe. My people are going to die from cancer due to these corporations illegally occupying this nation.
Residents from communities across the state questioned the COGCC for approving oil and gas drilling within close proximity to schools and houses.
My name is Patricia Nelson. I'm a resident of Greeley, Colorado, and I'm also a parent of a student of Bella Romero, where you all have approved 24 wells behind my child's school. In September, there was a leak behind an elementary school. COVs were emitted. It was reported that you all verbally notified an administrator. So what that to me says is that you guys don't know how to do your job. Your job is to protect my child. Your job is to protect all of the residents of Colorado, our wildlife, everything, and you guys are not doing your job. What is it going to take?
Carbondale resident Fred Malo joined others from the Roaring Fork Valley in solidarity with Front Range residents.
If you help supply the oil and gas industry with the weapons of mass destruction, you are culpable. Thank you, and I'll see you again on January 29th for the Battlement Mesa injection review.
Fracking was considered especially troublesome for reasons that included high water consumption, environmental degradation, impact on property values, and for methane emissions contributing to climate change.
My name is Gayla Maxwell Martinez. I was born and raised in Colorado. I currently reside in Fort Collins, where my family first began to settle in the 1860s. Our state history is replete with stories of big hopes and big dreams that were realized by a few for a short time, while the rest of us were left with tailings, toxins, poor health, and an increasingly degraded environment.
Roaring Fork Valley native Julia Williams, representing 350 Colorado, an independent state affiliate of 350.org, a global environmental organization, also gave comments. She spoke with KDNK after the hearing.
There's an overarching feeling across the state that the COGCC continues to not consider public health and safety in the slightest. They've never not approved a permit.
Concerning the COGCC having never denied a permit, spokesman Todd Hartman told the Colorado Independent in June that asking about denial is the wrong way to frame the issue. He explained that after negotiations, either a solution is found or the application is withdrawn. Application permits are sometimes rejected for errors, though the COG has not confirmed that it has ever denied a permit. KDNK News did not manage to make contact with a representative for the COGCC before filing this story. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.